Mr. J. Pierpont Morgan, the American financier, the multimillionaire, made many transactions prior to his death. Some of these affected many large sums of money. Yet there was one transaction that evidently stood out in Mr. Morgan's mind as of supreme importance. His will opens with the following simple yet dignified words, and I quote, "I commit my soul into the hands of my Savior, full of confidence that having redeemed it and washed it with his most precious blood, he will present it faultless before the throne of my heavenly Father. I entreat my children to maintain and defend at all hazard and at any cost of personal sacrifice the blessed doctrine of complete atonement for sin through the blood of Jesus Christ once offered and through that alone." Unquote. In the matter of his soul's eternal blessing, his vast wealth was as powerless as the beggar's poverty. In this, he was as dependent upon mercy as the dying robber at Calvary's cross. This testimony is far more wonderful than any other writing Mr. Morgan has ever penned. Observe that for Mr. Morgan, the Lord Jesus was a personal Savior, for he spoke of my Savior. Friend, have you ever appropriated the Savior to your own personal needs? No, nothing else will avail. Further, Mr. Morgan did not indulge in a pious hope that he might be saved. He could look back to a moment in his history when, as a sinner, he trusted the Lord Jesus as his personal Savior, so that he could say of the Lord in connection with his own soul, having redeemed it and washed it with his most precious blood. He took the happy ground of positive assurance. Can you do the same, my friend? For this, he had the authority of Holy Scripture. The Apostle Peter could write to believers, "Ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ." The Apostle John also wrote to believers, penning these words, "The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth us from all sin." Mr. Morgan told his children, "Maintain and defend at all hazards and at any cost of personal sacrifice the blessed doctrine of complete atonement for sin through the Lord Jesus Christ once offered." And then he added, "And that alone." Salvation through faith in Christ Jesus alone. How Mr. Morgan's closing words ring with the triumph of assured conviction and truth. At all cost, this was to be maintained. If every penny of his millions had to go, this must be maintained. For he valued this far above all else, and well we might. His millions might have given him power on the earth for a few brief years, but they were without avail to give him what he prized above all else, salvation, redemption, complete atonement for sin through the blood of Jesus Christ once offered and through that alone. Oh, thank God for these gifts. The poorest man is as welcome to their possession and enjoyment as is the richest, and the richest needs them as much as the poorest man on earth. Mr. Morgan would indeed have been poor without these possessions of redemption and salvation. A friend of mine, with them, he possessed the unspeakable riches of Christ, besides which his millions were paltry and insignificant. Friend of mine, available to you is the same salvation that Mr. J. Pierpont Morgan could not purchase, but he, as a guilty sinner, could receive it as a gift. And you can come, though you have not his millions, and have the same eternal life that was his, paid for through the blood of Jesus Christ. He gave away millions to help needy people, and yet all of his millions could not give him one moment of peace, one hour of eternal bliss in heaven. It could not get him into God's presence. Friend of mine, you must come the same way he did, and he must come the same way as the thief on the cross, pleading the mercy of God through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace alone will suit the needy sinner. By grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast or brag about it. Friend of mine, you may find the same blessing and solace of Mr. J. Pierpont Morgan if you'll trust the same Savior on the same terms, and that alone. May you do so today for his name's sake. The Lord bless you.